Oh, basically that this project meets all of the current regulations, environmental regulations. It is very greenhouse gas emission intensive, efficient, and we see this as an exciting project for the Latrobe Valley.
You initially made an application and then withdrew it. Why did you withdraw your initial application to the EPA?
We made our application at the end of June, and then shortly thereafter in July, both the Federal Labor Party and the state government put out policies on greenhouse gas emissions and new power stations. And their new policies, one was 0.86 as generated from the federal government and 0.8 as generated from the state government. And in our proposal, we put forward a number of scenarios, and two of those scenarios were slightly above the 0.8 as generated. So we thought it was very much worthwhile to go back and to the drawing boards, look at the project, and to ensure that we would meet the new 0.8. So we're committed to meeting the 0.8. The project itself is very flexible. It runs on both syngas and natural gas, and depending on how we operate it, we're confident we can reach the 0.8.
0.8 is still quite high, as I understand it, in terms of carbon pollution. I understand that in the majority of OECD countries, the standard is about 0.4. A lot of environmental groups have criticised you because of that. Do you think you can get that target lower?
This is a transitional technology, and certainly, I guess, firstly, the comment on the overseas companies or countries, 0.45 or 4 you mentioned, I think you'll find that they're also running nuclear power stations as well. So in terms of a fossil fuel power stations, this is looking to be the best energy-efficient power station in Australia, both black coal and brown coal. You need to understand how the energy market works. We see ourselves competing with other fossil fuel power stations as well. We believe renewables have their place, and we support renewables, but renewables aren't the answer in the medium term in terms of a reliable power source.
What kind of job creation will this project mean for the Latrobe Valley?
Well, this is a demonstration project, so we're just looking to demonstrate this new technology. During the construction phase, we expect that there'll be up to 350 people employed in construction, and in an ongoing operational sense, we expect there'll be direct employees of 40, and there'll be quite a number of indirect employees as well, providing services, things like coal, gas, maintenance services, etc.
If a carbon pollution reduction scheme is introduced in Australia, will that affect the viability of this project?
Certainly, we would support a carbon price coming in, and it would make this project even more viable. Well, this project has got a lower carbon intensity than existing brown coal power stations, and so during this transitional phase, it will be more competitive, so it will be able to be dispatched more often than the existing higher intensive power stations.
When you say it's a demonstration project, what does that mean?
Well, what we're doing is we're looking to demonstrate this new technology at commercial scale. This technology has been developed over the last 20 years. It's gone through a desktop through to a 1 megawatt scale through to a $100 million 10 megawatt scale plant here in Morwell, and it's been proved at that level. We now need to take it up to a level that becomes commercial so that this technology then can be rolled out not just here in Victoria but also globally.
Do you accept the statement that a lot of environmentalists would make that brown coal is a dirty way of generating power?
It depends on how you define dirty, I guess. It certainly has higher greenhouse gas emissions, and we need to look at technologies such as this to reduce that impact. We're also working with the Victorian government at bringing in other new technologies such as carbon capture and storage. So we're part of that team looking at bringing that in, which would bring this the greenhouse gas intensity of this a project such as this down to below natural gas.
How much funding have you received from state and federal governments?
To date, we've been successful in securing $150 million, $100 million from the federal government's Low Emissions Technology Development Fund, and $50 million from the state ETIS Fund, which is Energy Technology Innovation Strategy. At this stage, it's commercially in confidence in terms of the amount of actual money we have received.
Tonight, as you outline your case for this plant, what kind of feedback do you expect to be getting from the community here in the Latrobe Valley?
Well, I've given a number of presentations to Latrobe Valley over the last few months, and in general terms there is support. They say that this is a potential technology that is good for Latrobe Valley. It will help keep jobs in Latrobe Valley and keep energy being produced from Latrobe Valley.